This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Morning, America. Another edition of Gun Owners News Hour, and today I'm going to bring you something a little different. Now, I have long said and held and believe that the future of the salvation of the Second Amendment may lie, probably lies, almost certainly lies with the women of America that have decided to become gun owners. The fastest growing segment of gun owners in the United States are women. The fastest growing, they're the best students. They shoot better than we do. It's just something else. So today, for your consideration, I bring you something that I do regularly on Lock and Load for you to get a taste of what this is like. And if you like this, of course, email me and let me know what you like about it. Bill@lockandloadradio.com. This is a segment I call the weaponized woman. And the most dangerous woman I know, the one that I fear the most, that I will not insult, because I'm afraid that, you know, you'll hear a sound like a wet sapling being broken about halfway up the trunk. That would be my neck. Is Tatiana Whitlock, and she joins me today with Rachel Maloney. Tatiana, I'm going to let you take it from here as we normally do. I will be asking questions as we go along because I don't know too much about Rachel. So there'll be things that she does that I'll just ask for clarification. But sit back and enjoy the weaponized woman. Tatiana, it is you.
Well, with an introduction like that, I don't know how I can top it, but I will give it a try. So the goal of the Weaponized Woman show is to introduce Americans to individuals within the female firearms shooting community that are truly making an influence and an impact, whether at a grassroots level, at a Second Amendment advocacy level, and at an instruction and education level. We are infiltrated into every part of what makes the firearms industry run, from legislation through to marketing roles, through working and bringing new shooters to the range on a daily basis. So Rachel is someone I've actually can say I have known the longest out of anyone in the firearms community. We met back in our days at Rhode Island School of Design, and for those of you who may not be familiar, while I am fully entrenched in the firearms world and education and marketing and all of those components, I began my career as someone who graduated from RISD, which is, if not the top fine art college in the country, alongside with Rachel. And it wasn't only about, 2014 when I changed my Facebook profile picture to being this great image of me looking all awesome and strong with a pistol at retention, that Rachel sent me a Facebook friend request reconnecting and saying, hey, there are other gun-toting fine art degree holders out there. And so we have been close friends ever since. Currently, Rachel comes to us representing the Second Amendment-loving side of New York and is the co-owner of New York-based firearms educational training company, On-Site Firearms Training. She is an extremely competent shooter. We have shared the line, and so I can speak from actual witnessing this. She is a gifted educator in her own right, an experienced martial artist, an extremely talented graphic designer, which, again, I have seen firsthand and can attest to, as well as being a key member of Kimber's marketing team. So welcome to the Weaponized Woman.
Hey, and thank you for that lovely introduction. I just hope I can continue to uphold all those fantastic things. I have to say it always is some kind of a remarkable thing, I think, for people to hear that, reinforce that people can come from all different types of backgrounds. I mean, certainly, coming from a fine arts school, everybody kind of thinks, okay, well, it's just going to be a bunch of fruity people and they're going to be, hating guns and, not wanting to be any part of that, part of our, great country. But I think, that's one of the best things to really kind of remind people that, there's this view of people who own firearms as these kind of knuckle dragging, people and they only come from this one segment. So I just, you know, I think that's always great. And I love highlighting it. And I think it's awesome that, you know, that it happens. And here's the reality point of it. And then to pile on top of that, hey, I live in New York. Which seems to, you know, everybody goes like the internet in air quotes always is kind of like, my God, there's still people that run guns in that state. And yes, we do. And I know I find it to be, as you highlighted, you know, we're big proponents of the 2A crew. And I think it's important in states like this. And I'll call out Massachusetts and California as well. Like, there are people that are occupying these states and paying taxes and voting for people. And it's important to still keep your voice heard. And, you know, still be relevant in people's eyes as like, and reaffirm that, you know, we're all adults. We have jobs. You know, we care for our children. We, you know, care for our friends and our family. And boy, it's, sometimes it's an uphill battle for sure, but it's important for us to still stay vocal. It was one of the reasons why we got started with OnSite, which I'll just from here on after call OST. So for us, that was a really important segment of getting started in our area.
So now how did you go? Because I get this question all of the time, and I agree with everything that you just said. And for those folks out there who will write off the gun challenge states, let's just remember that we do need to give those people that are still fighting for their Second Amendment rights in those communities all the support we can, because they are the last stand in their communities. But to move forward with this, okay, so this has, I get asked all this time, so abbreviated version, because I know this is a lifetime. How did you go from fine arts to firearms? How did you make that leap? Because that's not, again, we're busting stereotypes here.
Sure. And yeah, absolutely. And it's a great question. I'll try and keep it as succinct as I can. But ultimately, I grew up in a home where my stepfather was very much into shooting sports, life member of NRA. My mother was much more apprehensive about it. And so from her take, she was kind of approaching this on a, she grew up without guns. She wasn't 100% sure. You know, she's an incredibly smart woman. I love my mother. And so she said, well, I don't know about, you know, my decision on this, but you can do whatever you like once you get to be 18. So I grew up in Massachusetts, and, you know, it was a family that essentially grew up with, you know, I grew up without guns. But what I did do is I did get started in Olympic style archery, and I absolutely loved it. And, so I, you know, definitely wanted to take that next step, but, you know, adhering to my parents, being a good kid, that's what I decided to do, wait until I was 18, and then immediately start getting going. My husband and I, our first date was at a range, and I believe that was the first time I shot a gun. And there was, I think, because of, you know, in my family, there wasn't, it wasn't fear that was spoken about with firearms. It was about responsibility. And my mother really never learned. So she kind of approached it in the manner of, I don't have the skills to teach you. She just didn't have the resources to get me taught. And she was very much like interested in me getting real coaching, outside of just working with my stepfather. So I wasn't fearful. You know, I never had any of that. There wasn't any kind of element of that, to kind of sway or bias me, approaching it again. And so I loved it. I mean, instantly. And so I had a little bit of time where I had to make my way through finishing college and dedicating that time. We both know how intensive RISD is. You know, once I kind of got out on the other side, got right back into it. Started with getting our permit in New York, you know, all by ourselves. Both my husband and I.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. You ought to listen tonight, Rachel, because me and a few people are going to go in on New York Live and burn it to the ground.
So, got it.
yeah, that's coming up later tonight.
Okay. I just got your 30-second text.
There you go. We're going to be right back. This is the Weaponized Woman today, a special treat here at Gun Owners News Hour.
I'm my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Billy Joe lets me use that song because he and I have the same hairstyle. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and today we're doing something a little special, a little different for you so that you can get a flavor of what the gun industry and the gun culture is all about. And this is the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest. And they are, I just had to, you know, Rachel Maloney operates out of New York State. I didn't know that about you.
What's that?
that you operate out of New York State. Anytime somebody, well, I operate out of New York State is actually a pretty good gun state once you get out of Manhattan, isn't it?
It is. Remarkably yeah. so. The contrast yeah. is stark.
I think a bunch of you should go down, you know, down to like the edge of New York City and take a bunch of pickaxes and just chip that away and just let it float away.
That's what I hope we're doing every day, I'll be honest.
But I have talked enough. Tatiana, please, if you will, take it away.
Oh, no, of course. Absolutely. So, you know, the progression that you took coming into the world of firearms is something that's very similar for a lot of women coming into this. And having your first experience at the range with your now husband, Ben, who is amazing and deserves a show in and of his own right.
Absolutely.
He's another incredible instructor and communicator, and he's doing very high-quality work within our community. And I will make him blush when I tell him that on air.
He will.
But there, it's, yes. Now, something else that Rachel and I have in common that I don't think we realized we had in common until years later was that we both have a long history of being a part of the martial arts community, largely from the artistic side. And then later, as that learning experience progressed into the truly combative side, because there is two different worlds between the arts and the martial within that space. And the same can be said of shooting. And so Rachel and I have had a lot of great discussions over the years about the synergy between those disciplines and how they relate. Nowadays, you know, I think you and I are both more on the self-defense and combative side, though we both appreciate and love the art of both disciplines. And would you speak to, I know that this is, we only have a short segment, but I want to hit on this if we possibly can. What are you seeing as an educator that translates from your experience as a practitioner and an instructor of martial arts? What principles are you seeing translate from the dojo to the range for shooters?
So I do think that one of the most important barriers that gets broken down in martial arts that is a great preface to working on a line is the idea of the compressed space, the invasion of space, the lack of complete control over a situation and your ability to be smart, think quickly, and connect to your body to react in a manner that doesn't come from a kind of wild, uncalculated, uneducated position. And when we're dealing with self-defense area, defensive area of shooting, mindset is a critical element. And so one of the things that becomes very difficult is to verbally reinforce that idea. When I have practitioners come onto the line, people who have experience with martial arts, there is no it's not as kind of long of a lead time to really impress that on someone. They have had that experience. The idea of a stranger, you know, putting their hands on you while it's in a controlled environment in a dojo, it does evoke a level of stress and an understanding of this is what it feels like. And so there's a great amount of context there when you're talking about mindset and trying to impress that on someone who hasn't had that experience. The dojo lays that foundation very, very well.
I couldn't agree more. Now, if you go to on-site firearms training online, you'll have an opportunity to take a look at Rachel's resume, which is extremely extensive, and I will not take airtime to read it. I will encourage folks to go there and read it for themselves. But you really do practice what you preach. You are out there learning from people. You are taking classes from people. You are traveling the country to train with individuals who really do bridge that gap between this kind of reactionary concept of what it means to be in the self-defense space and then the proactive, I can do this. I have the tools to do this. I have the, as you said, the lead time mentally to solve this problem in this very uncomfortable situation. So who out there in the community that, you know, these are names that I know that you will say, but I want the audience to hear. Who are you working with or have worked with that combines the shooting and the martial together in an effective way that you'd recommend?
Well, I want to say that I probably have to highlight at the outset Craig Douglas and the Shibworks crew. They have probably one of the longest standing civilian side perspectives. I mean, they come from a law enforcement background and they have fantastic pedigrees between all of them. And I say them and they because they are a group of instructors. But Craig Douglas, his constant constant emphasis on working with grappling in real life scenarios with firearms, and just kind of working with different positions and the ideas of what happens with bodies as it relates to when you are in a closed space environment, when you are dealing with hand to hand and dealing with getting your gun out, and the realities of that impact and that scenario. And what that does to your shooting and what that does to your retention points, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, he is at a consistent space with that. Another kind of member of that group, Paul Sharp, there's just a tremendous amount of emphasis on understanding the entire scenario, not just the range scenario. I also think, again, in that kind of off the top of my head, Chris Fry, an incredible instructor who is also based out of New York, comes from that background. And there's just this fantastic entire curriculum that they work on based around grappling and working with guns in closed, compressed spaces with people. He also has an excellent vehicle program. So I have to kind of spend the time on them. And I encourage people to seek them out. And please, you know, don't approach that like you've got to have years of jiu-jitsu under your belt or anything of that sort. So... Now they are popping out in my head immediately.
And those are all fantastic folks. And these are all people that have informed your philosophies and the work that you do. Now, how can people find you and find out more about on-site firearms training online?
So despite us having a super long name, we understand that that's kind of tough to type into the browser every once in a while. So our website is actually just OFTLLC.us. And you can find everything that you want about us on the website there. We've got all of our classes. We've got all of our instructor bios, including all of our pedigrees, as you highlighted before. We do think that's important. That's a little bit of a carryover from martial arts. But, you know, background, people that we train with on a constant basis, always getting updated as we continue to improve ourselves and our curriculum. And if you want to reach us, you can find all of the ways that you would want to get to us via email, social media, et cetera, all there on the website.
I'm down with that. I'm trying to get Tatiana to develop me a website to where you just hit the space bar and hit .com, and that's it. That's your head in my way. I like economy of motion. We'll be right back with the weaponized woman. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump says the pathetic U.S. immigration laws have to change. And in a brief session with reporters at his Florida resort, the president also says he's leaning toward closing the border with Mexico.
It's very easy for them to stop people from coming up, and they don't choose to do it. Well, we're not going to give them hundreds of billions of dollars and tell them that they're not going to use their strong immigration laws to help the United States. So there's a very good likelihood that I'll be closing the border next week, and that'll be just fine with me.
Trump says the border could be closed for a long time. He says the U.S. has run out of detention space. The Justice Department has declined to comment on the legality of closing the border. Also, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has requested Congress for legislation that would allow her department to deport Central American unaccompanied minors quickly and detain families longer. She's facing pushback from House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Betty Thompson, a Democrat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Women have an advantage over guys that go, guys, males that go take a class. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I always feel like whenever I'm in a line with a bunch of guys that I'm looking at a bunch of Sonny Crockett wannabes. And the women are just listening. And then you can tell that when you're looking at the targets because it looks like we're hitting our targets with shotguns and they're hitting theirs with sniper rifles. So I'll get over it. Anyway, to further illustrate that point, that's why we're doing this today, which is the weaponized woman, which is the actual whole title, is the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock. And her guest today from On Site is Rachel Maloney. Please, ladies, take it away.
Well, to continue on that logic of the last segment, which is the discussion of how martial arts and the firearm shooting educational space have a lot of things in common. As women, we are always asked, and you spoke to this specifically, about what are we going to do when things go hands-on, because the types of violent encounters that women will see may be different than those of the gentleman. It's almost a guarantee that someone's going to come and get hands-on with us and that fight may be taken to the ground, unfortunately. And how do we negotiate having a firearm with us? How do we fight from that space? And Rachel, you spoke to a number of individuals who, in my opinion, are the top tier of what the country has to offer as far as cutting edge knowledge and resource in that environment. Now, many women have this at the outset, and this is one of those things we try to quell right out of the gate. Well, I don't want to have a firearm because I'm afraid that if something were to happen, it would get taken away from me. Well, as we just spoke to, there is a whole world of training associated with that. And it revolves around and is rooted in a martial arts space because that encounter is going to be a little scary. It's going to be physical. And the firearm alone is not enough to solve the problem. There is a knowledge in the combatives and an uncomfortable bad breath distance that goes hand in hand with that. And many women, and I know you've seen this yourself, once we get past the, well, I need a firearm because I have a need, or there's a problem in my world that I need to have a unit of measure that is protection for, unless they tend to join the firearms community. But that discussion, that dialogue evolves. And in tandem with taking a basic handgun for self-defense class, we are seeing women go to take women's only self-defense classes. And there's the good, and there's the bad, and there's the ugly associated with that. Now, On-Site Firearms offers women's self-defense classes, and I've hosted you guys up here in Maine. You've put on a fantastic program. All of the participants, including my 10-year-old daughter, had an incredible time. Explain to me a little bit about the program that you have developed, why you have developed it, knowing, as we know, why women are coming to take that class in the first place.
Sure. So I think one of the things that I'll stress at the outset is we don't offer a ton of women's only classes. The reason why we do it is because we've had this discussion about there are people that just need that, right? And for no reason am I going to say, well, too bad. You know, I'm going to force you into something that you don't want. Because first of all, that is a really terrible way to start learning. But we do offer them for people who are needing that class. But I designed that class so that we can all walk away with the confidence to continue going into a class that's mixed. But at a fundamental level, one of the things that I really like to highlight in the women's classes is just, you know, ladies, it's time to own this space. It's time to own the gear. It's time to own the function of the firearm. It's time to own the fundamentals. And I think there are a tremendous amount of fantastic women that I've had as students who really what they needed was an introduction to the firearm and an understanding how it functions. And I think there's, on the whole, I really kind of hate to go with generalizations, but I think women tend to treat firearms, and especially in our area, who haven't grown up with them, the tremendous amount of respect, but so much so that they just, like, they're looking at it, I don't want to break it, I don't want to do the wrong thing and have a safety violation, which I'm psyched that they want to be safe, but it's really about getting comfortable with a gun. And then once we get past that, again, women are so focused on perfection and highly analytical. And again, that's a generalization because there are a wide variety of female shooters out there. But we do tend to see most of our female students, they're so pressured to execute things perfectly that it's kind of the opposite with the dudes, right? You know, it's hard to get them to Ricky Bobby. It's hard to get them to Magnum. So sometimes it's about shaking that out and, you know, having a little fun. They all understand what the safety parameters are. They know how their guns run. So, you know, it's time to work out, like, working on those just basic elements of, like, hey, man, this holster works really well for my body here, where, you know, in the picture on the website, it was supposed to go here. Just understanding you own this space now. So you get to make these decisions on what works best for you, as long as it's within the context of being safe. So our curriculum really is for the women's class is about just getting comfortable with everything, getting comfortable with space, often their first time training with a bunch of strangers, basically. And just making sure that everybody knows this is a great place to learn. It's not performance learning. It's learning. Like, I'm not looking for you to perform the drill. I'm looking for you to learn it. And if you have a failure on target, that's cool. We'll learn from it. But you better believe everyone does that. As long as it's safe, we're happy and we're learning. And that's what the goal is. Break that ice and then we get rocking and rolling and they get going on their career, their training career. That's what makes me happy. They own their space. They know what they want to do, where they want to go, what they want to do with it. I mean, nothing makes me happier as an instructor and as a person.
Do a fantastic thing that I really observed and I really enjoyed watching. And in the class that you had in Maine, these are women who are all shooters who I've worked with. And they came to me with their first conversation and discussion about firearms where they were misty-eyed, nervous, and very, very apprehensive. And that was able to evolve over, you know, very quickly after some quality range time with me in a non-judgmental space. But it was that icebreaker event, that women's only icebreaker event with a female instructor
And the key is that if you have a woman in your life, a sister, a mother, a wife, a daughter, a girlfriend, an acquaintance that is needing this knowledge, that while we don't encourage you to stay exclusively in the female-only environment, that it is a phenomenal place to gain confidence, to build trust, and to establish those core fundamentals and attitudes about what it means. And the reality is, guys, if you're listening, they're going to get hooked. So be prepared. Valentine's Day to mean ammo instead of chocolates, because that's where we're going with this. You know, that's the ultimate conclusion.
100%. I always joke, we're both going to be sneaking guns into the safe at different times. So
I couldn't agree more. Now, one of the things that you said in the class, and I want to just mention this before we cut to the next segment, take a break, is that you gave them permission to work with what they had. Meet them where they were at is kind of the catchphrase for this. But I watched you work with a 10-year-old and a 67-year-old lady. And you are getting them to the same level of necessary aggression, positive execution without inducing injury. And I thought that was brilliant. And so if anyone is listening, is curious about learning more about how they can work with Rachel and Ben and the staff at OnSite, Rachel, tell them where they should go online to find you.
Absolutely. Listen, everybody's got options. You guys are all superheroes in your own right. We're at OSTLLC.us. And, you know, it's our job to help make sure you get in touch with that inner superhero.
And you can be found on Facebook, Instagram, all of those usual suspects.
Absolutely. Yeah. In fact, all the social media platforms, Ben Helms, the Twitter one, I still have not gotten a Twitter.
You're not missing anything. You're not missing nothing. Not at all. This is Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock. We'll be right back. This is also Gun Owners News Hour.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No, someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264, 800-213-9264, 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Slide in to your house, your car, wherever you're listening right now. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Today I brought you something a little different to mull things over in the gun world, the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and her guest, Rachel Maloney. So, ladies, I got two questions for you that I'd like to ask, because for both men and women, I think most instructors, and I've never been to your class, Tatiana, never been to Rachel's class, so I don't know. How do you feel about alternatives to on-body carry, which would have to be off-body carry, bag carry, purse carry, that kind of thing? And if you have to, what do you think about taking the shortcut of actually using the handgun as a striking weapon to maybe create a little bit of space?
Well, here's the thing. So I am a asset, a sponsored shooter for Agency Arms, and we actually have on those firearms, those custom firearms, additional slide serrations that are known as DNA collectors. So, yes, they are form, they are function, and they are aesthetically pleasing, and we can put them to use if necessary. Before we touch on that one, because that's a fun one, let's talk about the off-body carry. And I think the best answer that I can least lead off with is there's a time and a place for off-body carry. It's obviously going to be less than optimal because you're introducing layers of difficulty between you and your ability to access that firearm on demand when things get scary and the time to respond was 5 seconds ago and you're still trying to defeat that zipper to get to the gun. So there is a world of technique associated with that. There's a world of education necessary to make that useful. But unfortunately, and I know, Rachel, you see this too, this is where most women start. They buy a firearm and they put it in their purse and think we're good to go for concealed carry.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I wholeheartedly agree that, just blindly saying never and it's not possible is not the reality of today's world. And I think one of the things that, if you carefully look at what's available for any kind of like a bag carry, the most successful, in my opinion, what would be, the items that, set you up for success are those that are actually designed, to carry a firearm, and then those that actively strapped to your body. Maybe go across your body. Something that's just sitting on the shoulder. The biggest aspect of off-body carry, especially being in a purse, outside of the fact that, as Tatiana, you highlighted access. If somebody can just lift it off your body, you're in a tough spot. And ideally, you know, somebody is looking for the easiest thing they can to retrieve something that they can either sell or fence. And they're not thinking that you have a gun and a purse. They're just trying to take your money. But boy, oh boy, what a bonus does it get. A huge amount of up in their ability to sell a gun on the street. And that just contributes to everything that we're fighting against, right? So the number one, place and time, 100%. It should be minimal. T, as you highlighted, you know, whatever you choose, you should be training that. And how do you train that? You should train it with dry fire to the point where you have a manner to access that in a consistent way so that under pressure, you can access that firearm with as little futzing around as possible. But often the in and out of that type of off-body carry is really tough to work with on a line. So you're kind of at a diminished training point. So it really is a very, very tough subject matter. It is not a simple solve. You don't just chuck it in a bag and get going. You know, there's serious applications to that, right? So ladies, if we've all had big black bag syndrome, that's when you've looked for one thing to the point of pissing you off so much that you've got to dump that bag out on a table. A gun should not be part of the array of things that are in the mix. So, I mean, that's,
right.
There's just
so
many
elements. It becomes the black hole of doom that sucks everything into that vortex.
Oh, yeah.
There's a ton of negatives and cons associated with off-body carry, but there's also positives. And those positives are, yes, it's possible to do it well. Yes, it is going to take a little bit of effort to pull that off successfully for a combative experience, but it's possible. The other thing that I love talking to people about off-body carry is we look at it as, you know, especially from somebody who's been spending years in learning and firearms education is, no, that's awful. But, hey, ladies, listen, you've got this incredible tool that is socially acceptable to carry around in a way that the guys don't. And while we're all trying to be Inspector Gadget with our EDC gear, your purse can be strategically set up to hold that tertiary or that extra equipment that you're going to need if you find yourself in a fight. It can be where you utilize and hold your flashlight, your knife, your multi-tool, your spare magazines, and most importantly, your med kit. So when you look at your bag, whether the firearm is going into it or not, if it's not your off-body concealed carry for the firearm, it should become, in part, your off-body everyday carry essentials kit that will help you support what happens if something goes badly. So, you know, there's two sides to that coin.
Absolutely. Oh, no, I was just going to capitalize on that. Listen, I live in New York. We have diminished magazine capacity. So bonus mags, boy, oh, boy. Like, I've got so many opportunities for that. So 100% agree. It's such a fantastic place for support items.
Yeah, so access, control, utility, you know, off-body carry can become an asset. And there are individuals offering programs across the country. We all do a lot of, I know you do work one-on-one with folks. I do a lot of small group on upon request courses to work out logistics of off-body carry, even for the gentlemen, you know, who are going in and out of non-permissive environments and need to find a way to have that gun not on them but accessible to them. So it is a huge world in and of itself. And it's actually kind of fun to dive into that a little bit.
I'm glad to know that. I'm glad to know that because I always match my fanny packs with my Yeezys. And now that I know that I can wear that, it's good to know.
I was going to say, at SHOT Show, you were well coordinated. You looked fantastic.
Oh. Yeah, that's what I was going for.
Listen, guys, we all know it's all about rule number one. You got to look good. So.
I made the distinction to make sure that I wore collared shirts, and I'm surprised I even wore pants because when I was filming from the waist up, and that's about as far as I took it. That's as far as I took it. I did wear pants because that is socially acceptable in Las Vegas.
I mean, I'll go ahead and say maybe thank you for the rest of the floor.
Sure, Warren. Sure.
Because, you know, there are some questionable outfits here and there that I've seen walk past.
True. But, gotcha. It's always an adventure.
Absolutely.
I ran up on Tatiana one time. Now, she wants to talk about who's dressed. I walked up on her, and I was like, is there like a runway around here somewhere? What are you dressed up like this for? I mean, she was wearing Nancy Sinatra boots. Which, you know.
I like my boots, though. They can hide knives in there. Come on.
That's sort of still my thing.
There you go.
Back in those days.
That's right. They're very convenient.
Yeah. And then, she was, you always, what kills me about the way you dress is that you're always dressing that way somewhere where we have to walk acres and acres and acres to go from one booth to the next. And we always, you know, you'll be at one booth and they'll say, listen, I need you over here. And then you'd be like, dear God, I just passed that about 2 miles ago. Like, and then you got to go back there. So, I mean, you know, I'm thinking about getting a Segway.
We were joking that we were going to all get scooters this year. The booth crew, we were, at least for marketing, we were all going to get scooters and just race people down aisles. And, you know, and then we were like, oh, well, you know, ha, ha, ha. There's way too many people anyway.
Well,
we haven't done it this year.
I wanted to get a Segway with, like, that guy in Mad Max Fury Road that's playing the guitar that doesn't have any eyes off the back of it, playing the guitar real hard as I'm going down the road and have that, you know, that thing.
Was a guy on a Segway, though. You did see him.
I did see him.
Okay, all right.
And he was getting all the – he got my respect. I was like, there goes the smart man.
Absolutely.
Real quick before we run out of time, if you would, Rachel, how do they find you?
So I am based out of New York. We're in Westchester primarily. Our the range that we teach out of is the Blue Mountain Sportsman Center. Our website, best place to find what we're up to, and that is OFCLLC.us. And you can reach us there, or you can jump to any of the social media platforms that we're on, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're not on YouTube yet, as I start to say that, but
there you go.
Stop by.
Well, anyway. You can catch the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock at Lock and Load. We do it at least once a week most of the time. Until we get together the next time, keep your head up, stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.